favorite store. A peace offering, she thought, from her father. Guilt pressed the back of her neck as she remembered the last time they had talked. Things had been tense between them for the past 2 weeks, ever since the first threatening letter had arrived. A shiver skittered down her spine as she recalled the words, "You will pay for your sins." Foolishly, she'd told her father about it. In retrospect, she wished she had kept it to herself. Senator Stuart Barclay had acted predictably, insisting that she move back home under his watchful eye and that of his security staff. Her relationship with her father had frequently been difficult, an emotional tug of war she always lost precisely because she loved him. Not this time, she thought. Not this time. She would handle the stalking on her own. She thrust those disturbing thoughts from her mind, promising herself she'd deal with the package later. Right now, she had 7 cases pending. She didn't need another distraction, not when her mind was already weighed down with worry. Only when she settled behind the desk in her office did her brain unlock. Only then did she break free of the obsessive loop of fears that persisted in playing in her head. Of course, she wasn't being followed. Her imagination had taken root and gone wild. Slowly, she let the clogged air out of her lungs. It was here, in her office, that she could occasionally not think about her mother for hours at a time and thus force the uncertainty of what had happened to her to retreat into her subconscious. She knew that wouldn't be the case today. Still, work was the best antidote for worry, she knew, so she started drafting a brief. 4 hours later, when her stomach rumbled, a reminder that she hadn't taken the time to eat any breakfast, her gaze once again landed on the package. With a sigh, she opened it. A sour smell assaulted her nostrils, and she gasped. A gutted fish lay nestled among the layers of tissue paper. Decomposing entrails made it a particularly gruesome sight. With trembling fingers, she picked up the note that accompanied the hideous gift. Unable to help herself, she read the words aloud. "Roses are red. Violets are blue. This fish is dead, and so are you." She dropped the note, realizing it could bear fingerprints. Although, thus far, none of the letters she'd received had prints. Eyes closed, Danny, a nickname her mother had given her, felt the sting of tears behind them. She clenched her arms around her ribs in an effort to keep herself from shaking. For 7 years, she'd fought for her place in the Fulton County District Attorney's office. She was making her mark in Atlanta her own way, in her own time. If some lowlife thought he could scare her away, he was mistaken. A soft prayer passed through her lips. "Lord, I can't handle this on my own. I need you. Please share your strength with me." Turning to the Lord when she needed help was as instinctive as breathing. At once, she felt stronger, more in control. "Enough," she said, whether to her stalker or herself, she wasn't sure. She picked up the phone, punched in a single number, and said, "Clarice, would you come in here, please?" Within seconds, her secretary appeared.
"Oh, I see you opened."
Her gaze landed on the contents of the package.
"Is that some kind of joke?"
"Not a very good one," Danny said.
"Did you know how this thing got here?"
Clarice shook her head. "It was here when I arrived this morning." Danny nodded, not expecting anything different. But how had whoever had left the hideous thing gotten inside her office? During non-working hours, it was never left unlocked. The city building where the DA's offices were located was constantly patrolled and checked by night watchmen.
"Please call Detective Monroe and ask him to send someone to pick this up."
Jeff Monroe, assigned to the DA's office, had been following up on the letters and calls she'd received. She recognized the enormity of his task. With 7 cases pending and the dozens of others she'd prosecuted over the years, the list of those with a reason to wish her harm was a very long one. Too long.
"Right away, Ms.